Arthur and Charlie Chimbley again, continuing on with our rollicking ride of Cockney Scallywag Show Tunes.
And part two of our homage to the great living legend, Eric Heidel.
Including, this time, some famous comedic skits in which he was involved.
Skits? Skits? You didn't mention skits?
Yeah.
I thought it was only doing songs. This is called Scallywag Show Tunes, not Scallywag Skits.
No, but like Eric Idle, the Pythons, they did skits as well.
Oh, I just hope they're funny.
You're funny, Arthur. You're funny in the head.
No, but I mean, like, actually funny, funny.
Yes, of course they're funny, funny. It's Monty Python, isn't it? Cough. Now, this one is a interview with a character called Stig O'Tracy standing up for his gangster mate, Dinsdale Piranha. Arthur, you'll love this one.
All right, if you say so.
Another man who had his head nailed to the floor was Stig O'Tracy.
Stig, I've been told that Dinsdale Piranha nailed your head to the floor.
No! No, never! Never! He was a smashing bloke. He used to give his mother flowers and that. He was like a brother to me.
But the police have film of Dinsdale actually nailing your head to the floor.
Oh, yeah, well, he did that, yeah.
Why?
Well, he had to, didn't he? I mean, be fair, there was nothing else he could do. I mean, I had transgressed the unwritten law.
What had you done?
Well, he never told me that. But he gave me his word that it was the case, and that's good enough for me with old Dinsy. I mean, he didn't want to nail my head to the floor. I had to insist. He wanted to let me off. There's nothing Dinsdale wouldn't do for you.
And you don't bear him any grudge?
A grudge? Oh, Dinsy, he was a real darling.
I understand he also nailed your wife's head to a coffee table. Isn't that right, Mrs. O'Tracy?
Oh, damn! Yeah, well, he did do that, yeah. Yeah. He was a cruel man, but fair.
Now, you can't tell me that's not funny, funny, Arthur. And in the course of our lives, Arthur, we've transgressed a few unwritten laws, ain't we?
Yeah, and quite a few written ones too, haven't we? Yes. But we've never exactly had our heads nailed to the floor.
Nor
we?
To the coffee table.
Yeah.
That's because our hats are too tall. I mean, we've always managed to escape, right?
Yeah. Generally slither out of the situation, somewhat like a python.
Like one of the pythons, exactly. Eric Idle himself was well known for slithering out of tricky situations at boarding school.
Using his humour to avoid bullying and abuse.
That's right.
And to poke fun at figures of authority.
And historical mythology, like in the next
hysterical
song.
Hysterical misogyny? Ain't that a oxymoron?
What are you talking about, Arthur? You're a foxy moron.
No, I'm not. Let's just play this song.
Right.
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
When knights are at our table, we dance whenever we're able. We do routines to call the scenes to footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for mid-able. So many times we give and rhyme, cut out by dancing able. We're off the mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram along.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Yes, folks, that was Kniggets of the Round Table from the famous Monty Python film, The Holy Grail.
Now, despite them poking fun at figures of authority, ironically, they themselves became figures of authority in comedy.
Yeah, and a huge influence on comedy even today. Millions of people all over the world look up to them, follow them, and can repeat their skips verbatim. Yeah. I know I can.
And their songs, just like this one.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's reckoned, a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. On expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz, as fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth, and pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Oh, now, Arthur, let me say, I couldn't repeat that one even if you paid me.
Well, it's not exactly accurate, is it?
How do you mean?
Well, have a listen to this. This is the astrophysicist Brian Cox in concert with Eric Idle, correcting him on a few astrological points.
Gastronomical points, Arthur, I think you mean to say?
No, I don't think I do.
No, you know, like gases in the atmosphere.
You're a gas in the atmosphere. Press the button, Charlie.
Oh, what? Hang on, Arthur. I think that you'll find it's actually Tim Minchin with Brian Cox doing the Galaxy song.
Just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour.
More like 1,000.
Yeah. It's orbiting at 19 miles a second.
So it's reckoned.
The sun that is the source of all our power.
Well, there are other sources of power.
Yeah, are you
going to
do this through the whole song? You are.
You're right.
Yeah. Now the sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day.
Near enough.
In the outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of a galaxy we call the Milky Way.
That's correct.
Yes. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars.
200 to 400 billion.
Yes, I knew that had changed. It's 100,000 light years side to side.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick.
You sure?
Yeah, but out by us, it's just 3,000 light years wide.
Have you measured it yourself?
Yes, I measured it myself. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years.
It's a bit longer than that.
And our galaxy itself is one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe.
2 trillion, we think, actually.
Really? That's a lot. Is there more than we thought?
It's a new estimate.
Yeah, right. You know how everyone thinks you're really smart, but I've known you for a lot of years, and everyone also knows you're a brilliant musician. But I want you to prove to the audience in Australia how smart you are by playing and singing at the same time.
That's a bit hard.
You can definitely do it, right? Ready? Show them. There you go. Our universe itself keeps on expanding and expanding in all the directions it can whiz. See, you got to sing at the same time. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth.
and pray that there's intelligent life somewhere out in space, cause there's bugger all down here on Harmony.
Well, our Eric's only a comedic musician, isn't he? He can't know everything.
And in this next skit, he goes to show just how funny ignorance can be.
Evening, squire. You married?
Yes.
I'm a bachelor myself. Is your wife a goer? Eh? Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge. Know what I mean? Say no more.
Beg your pardon?
Your wife, does she go? Eh? Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Does she go? Eh?
She sometimes goes.
Oh, I bet she does. I bet she does. Say no more. Say no more. Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge.
I'm afraid I don't quite follow you.
Follow me. Follow me. That's good. That's good. A nod's as good as a wink to a blind bat.
Look, are you selling something?
Selling, selling. Very good, very good. Know what I mean? Oh, wicked. You're wicked. You're wicked, eh? Nudge, nudge. Eh, not as good as a wink to a blind bat.
But,
Your wife, a sport, eh?
She likes sport, yes.
I bet she does. I bet she does.
Yeah, she's very fond of cricket.
Who isn't, eh? Who isn't? Likes games. Knew she would. Knew she would. Who doesn't, eh? She's been around a bit, eh? Been around.
Yeah, she's travelled. She's from Purley.
Oh, say no more. Say no more. Say no more. Purley. Say no more. Know what I mean? Say no more. Your wife interested in photography, eh? Photographs, eh? He asked him knowingly.
Photography?
Yeah. Snap, snap, grin, grin, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
Oh, holiday stamps.
Could be. Could be taken on holiday, could be. Swimming costumes. Nudge, nudge. Candid. Candid photography.
No, I'm afraid we don't have a camera.
Oh. Still. Oh, hey. Hey. Oh.
Look, are you trying to insinuate something?
No, 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 no. Yes.
Well?
Well, I mean, you're a man of the world, aren't you? I mean, you know, you've been around, you've been there.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, you've done it, with a lady. You've slept with a lady.
Yes.
What's it like?
You know, Charlie, that skit was originally written for Ronnie Barker on the telly programme The Two Ronnies, but Mr Barker said it didn't have enough wordplay in it.
Oh, well, I mean, it didn't really, did it? I mean, it was all innuendo, you know. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more.
And that is ironic because Henry Cardle is perhaps best known for his wordplay. And this next song shows just how good he is with words.
That's right.
Emmanuel Kant was a real piss and he was very rarely stable. I digger was a boozy beggar who could think you under the table. David Hume could out-consume Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel. And Wittgenstein was a beery swine who's just a schlosh to Schlegel. There's nothing Nietzsche couldn't teach about the raising of the wrist. Socrates himself was permanently pissed. John Stuart Mill on his own free will, on half by the shandy, was particularly ill. Plato, they say, could sing it away. Half a grain of whiskey every day. Aristotle was a bugger for the bottle. Hobbes was fond of his dram. And Rene Descartes was a drunken fart. I drink, therefore I am. Yes, Socrates himself is particularly missed. A lovely little thinker, but a bugger when he's pissed.
Philosophically speaking, Arthur, I'd like to say we are nearing the end.
Speak for yourself. I am but a mere spring chicken.
No.
I see. Ooh. Right, you mean the end of the show. Fair enough, Charlie. All right, I'm Arthur Chimbley.
And I'm the other half.
Charlie.
Arthur.
We are
the Chimbley Brothers Esquire, at your service. And we'd like to remind listeners that no spring chickens,
or summer, autumn, or winter chickens,
or any other seasoned chicken.
What you mean, like the chicken salt they use down the local chipper? Oh, did you know chicken salt was in fact invented by an Australian Adelaide?
I think we're going down a rabbit hole here, Arthur.
Rabbits?
Yes.
Rabbits?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and no rabbits. That's was right. Armed neither.
No, nor foxes.
Foxes? What foxes? Oh, I see, yeah, because you're a foxy moron.
No, because you are.
No, I am not.
Yes, you are.
No,
yes.
Really. We're armed in the making of this episode of
Scallywag Show Tunes.
And it's good night for me.
And it's good night for me.
Good night.
I drive up to Maswell Hill. I've even been to Selsey-ville. I drove along the A45. I had her up to 58. This copper stopped me the other day. You'll mistake, what could I say? The tyres were